Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because we do have to chat right now. Sam, do we have him? All right, we got him. We got to chat with Bobby Evans. All guests appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Bobby Evans, former general manager of the San Francisco Giants, with the team in an advisory role right now. Bobby, thank you so much for joining us here on The Roast. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Well, obviously, a lot happened in the last 48 hours for the San Francisco Giants, with them sending Tyler Rogers to the New York Mets, Camilo Doval to the New York Yankees, and Mike Yastrzemski to the Kansas City Royals. As someone who has had to be in those war rooms, make those kinds of decisions, what is deadline day like? I mean, take us through it, whether it comes down to the wire, you know, how much you're looking at in advance. What is trade deadline day for a general manager?
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, trade deadline day is probably the most chaotic of all of the lead up to it, but there's a lot of chaos in advance too. I mean, there's so much prep that has to be done to know your system, so you know who you can give up without, you know, putting yourself at any disadvantage in a deal, but also knowing the system of other organizations, so that if you're forced to sell, you're able to bring in good talent to the organization. So there's so much prep work, but the adrenaline, you know, is highest on the final day, of course, and there's so many deals, as you saw, that get done at the very end. And I always wonder why can't these deals have been done, you know, 2 hours earlier or 2 days earlier? But for some reason, just the adrenaline of all these teams at the last minute, you know, we're trying to plug in the final elements of a deal 4 minutes before the deadline yesterday. And so I give our guys credit because, you know, they have to stay calm in the midst of the chaos. And but it's an exciting day, but it is, I describe it as a very stressful day because there's so much that goes on and so many elements that you can't control, but a lot got done in the game. It was very much of a exciting deadline, I think, for baseball.
Yeah, and for the Giants as well. And I don't want you to give away too many of the secrets, but like when you're out there and your team is kind of oscillating between, hey, do we stand pat? Do we buy? Do we sell? Or I call it more building. Do we build for the future? How early do these talks, one way or the other, get going? And at what point do you think you have to choose a direction? Because it feels like a lot of this happened really quick for the San Francisco Giants. You know, how early do these talks get going one way or the other? And does your current record really impact how rushed some of these decisions can be leading up to the deadline?
Well, I think that when you're a team, you know, you know, you're looking at the standings of other teams, and you're careful to reach out to teams, you know, that are either if they're clearly selling, you don't have any, you know, any hesitation. But when a club is kind of in that middle ground, you have to be very careful, you know, and you just call and you inquire. You know, you got Buster and Zach and Jeremy kind of manning the phones, and they're calling, inquiring about, hey, you know, what are you guys looking to do? And that's when a team will tell you, hey, we think we're gonna move these guys, or we're considering these options. And I think that Zach and Buster were getting those kind of calls about our guys, and they, you know, they were, you know, they're couching it as, you know, if we decide to move, this is what we'll need, you know, and so you kind of prepare the, you know, kind of what a deal might look like. But I think that, yeah, I think it is hard when, you know, when you're in that gray area. I think in many ways, you know, the way the club's played the last month, it's become less gray. And I think that, you know, ultimately, as hard as it is to try to build for the future, it's necessary sometimes to be able to read kind of where the club's at. And it has been a rough stretch here. And it doesn't mean at the same time we can't turn it around. We just have to, you know, have to do it with different people in those roles. So
Bobby Evans joining us here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Bobby, it's the million-dollar question, and I got to ask you, because we've all been trying to figure out what's going on, and Buster himself, it sounded, I don't know if it's confused, or certainly there's frustration that builds over this six-week period of bad baseball, but I got to ask you, what do you think happened over the last 6 weeks?
Well, I know that we're seeing a lot of teams, and we've been there before too. I mean, that All-Star break, you know, somehow, you know, you want to come out hot, and you know, we've come out cold before, and it's a very helpless feeling. I think that, you know, the scoring guys, you know, scoring, we're getting guys on base, but we're not bringing them home, and, you know, not hitting well with runners in scoring position. And we've seen Adames really get it going here, and we've got to get more than one guy going. We got to get multiple guys going. And, you know, the bottom half of our lineup has really struggled too. And that puts a lot of pressure on the top of the lineup, which actually, you know, gives your starting pitcher ability to pitch around some of your better guys, because there's not as much to damage down below. So you know that if you can get through the top, you know, top of the order, you can get the bottom of the order out. And it really puts some pressure offensively on our top of our order. And I feel like that there's no explanation I can give you for this other than to say that it's, you know, it's been really disappointing. And yet, at the same time, there's a lot there to work with. And so we've got to find a way to, you know, put ourselves back in a position, you know, looking ahead to win these close games and hopefully, you know, be more aggressive offensively than we have been. And I feel like that, you know, there's never been I don't know if there's ever been a harder, you know, lineup or harder challenge with the pitching in the game today. I mean, there's just so much movement to these guys' stuff. There's so much velocity. I feel like that these hitters have a lot to contend with, but yet, you know, we feel like we've got the right guys in the right position. We do have to find ways to deepen our lineup, and I think that's part of our challenge right now.
Bobby, what are you guys going to do in right field? You know, with Mike Yastrzemski getting traded away, he was a very good Giant. And I know it was a difficult decision for a variety of reasons, but if you had to take a stab at some of the names that we might see out there, who do you think it is over the next couple of months?
Well, I think we'll look at everybody in the system that, you know, has not yet come up. Even Gilbert, who we just traded for, I think could be in the consideration at some point to get some at-bats. But I think more recently, we've got Encarnacion going through, you know, rehab, and he'll come back and face lefties. But McCray, you know, has had a good season, so we'll probably get a chance to see him sooner than later. So, you know, again, we've got Luciano's had a really good run against lefties this last month, and so I hope we will get a chance to see more of him. But yeah, I think we'll get a chance to see a little bit of everybody now, and so I think that's going to be important for the future.
One more for you, Bobby, from me. It's just, what is the goal for the team now, the remaining 2 months of the season? I know that the front office sent a message, and the team, understandingly so, kind of discussed Chapman, Webb, the captains, that they didn't do enough for the front office to be buyers at the deadline and got off of a couple players. But from your perspective, having been in this position, now back with the team, what do you think the goal should be over these last 2 months?
I mean, you want to win every game you can. So, you know, everything is about, you know, putting a great product on the field day in and day out. I mean, we have high expectations, and I think one of the best ways to finish these last 2 months is play winning baseball. I think there is going to be opportunity, though, for us to see some of the young arms, to see some of the young position players, which is very important. And I think that, you know, we'll now have a chance to do that. You can't call up an entire 40-man roster, so you can only call up, you know, so many guys. And so it won't be, you know, necessarily as many as you'd like to see, but you'll get to see a good number of them here in the last 2 months. And I think that'll be an important part of it. But I think, you know, Buster's message is we need to play winning baseball, and whether we're, you know, in a race or we're, you know, edging our way out of a race, we've got to play winning baseball. So I think that's the expectation of the staff, of the players, you know. And I think that, you know, when you see two incredibly great Giants from the relief corps leave, as well as longest-termed Giant in Yaz, it feels like a gut punch perhaps to that clubhouse. But at the same time, they still have a job to do, and there's guys coming in to replace them that, you know, will do their best to try to contribute. And I think they have to focus on winning baseball, and there's no better way to start next season than to finish strong this year. So hopefully we can do that, and even with a little less, you know, weapons in the clubhouse.
I got you, Bobby. Well, thank you for giving us some clarity, taking us behind the scenes, revealing kind of what goes down and what this team may be looking for down the home stretch. We really appreciate your time, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I appreciate it. And I will say just real quick, you know, we lost a great Giant recently in Bill Newcomb. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that when Bill came in, you know, he sat down with Brian and I and Jeremy and Dick Tidrow, and he was very big on, hey, let's, you know, look at the process. I know decisions matter, but look at the process. And how can we improve the process? And I feel like that Bill, you know, made a huge contribution to us in helping us look deeper at our process. And having watched the process that I'm seeing Zach and Buster go through, I really feel like they've done a great job, you know, building a process that should lead to really strong and great decisions for the organizations going forward. So I think there's a lot to look forward to. And I just want to mention Bill in this because he's such a big part of our success. So.
Absolutely.
Well said.
We're gonna miss him. So.
Yeah, well said. I hope you and your family are doing well. Did your boys play summer ball, Bobby?
Oh yeah, my little guy was playing in the 11U Pony League.
And oh nice, a little Donnie Jr.
Yeah, the SFYBL All Stars, little Jackson, and he had a he had a fun summer with a great team, and we got to zone in the West Coast and didn't advance, but it was fun.
Yeah, Willie and Donnie were coaching with Gerald. That was a good group of boys. Congratulations to them. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and thanks for coming on, Bobby.
All right, thank you, guys.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Bobby Evans with the San Francisco Giants helping us wrap up the trade deadline here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.